السلام عليكم.
الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى، إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا، إنه هو السميع البصير. سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وذي رسول النبي صلى الله عز وجل. الله سبحانه وتعالى gave معجزات to the أنبياء. Mu'jiza, miracle, is something that is usually impossible. For a common person, it looks impossible. It is beyond the capability of a normal person in a normal situation. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that mu'jiza to a Nabi to prove that this person is not an ordinary person. This person, he represents Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for Allah, there is nothing impossible. Allah azza wa jal, he has all the power to do anything, everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has all the capability. There is nothing that is beyond the reach of Allah azza wa jal. And we see that itlaq, we see that limitlessness. There is no limitation for Allah azza wa jal. There is no limitation of time. We are bound by time. For Allah Azza wa Jal, there is no limitation of time. There is no limitation of space. We are restricted by space. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have this restriction of space. Human being has so many restrictions. Allah Azza wa Jal, he is beyond all these restrictions. Because Allah is the one who created all these things. Allah Azza wa Jal, he is the one who created all these things. Sometimes people, they take a simple approach and they say, scientifically it is not possible. Right? Scientifically, something is not possible. Okay. What is science? Science is the norms, the laws that we have discovered. How this universe runs. The laws of physics, the laws of chemistry, right? The laws of biology. All the norms that a human being has discovered, human being has not invented them. Human being has not made these systems that are in place. Human being has not created the water. So, the fact that if you throw something inside the water, it should drown, well, human being has not created that law, right? You throw something up, it comes down. It comes down because this is how Allah created. It is not human being who has created this system. So, the laws that are governing this universe are created by Allah Azza wa Jalla. So Allah who has created those laws, well, he is also able to keep a pause, make a pause. You make a software, right? You make a computer program. You make a machine. You can start the machine. You can stop the machine. You can set a timer. You can increase. You can decrease. You can play the way you like. Allah Azza wa Jal, He is our Creator, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and He is the Khaliq of the entire creation. He is the Khaliq of the time, He is the Khaliq of the space, He is the Khaliq of all this entire creation which we see and which we don't see. Everything is in His hand, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ. The heavens will be folded. How we fold a piece of paper, heavens will be folded. जैसे कागज की बत्ती बनाते हैं, आसमानों को बत्ती बना दिया जाएगा, right? So it all belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. When we understand this, and when we remember this very well, very clearly, then we can easily understand the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is mentioned in the Quran and also in the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah Azza wa Jal, He took Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Mecca to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa in the sacred land in Jerusalem. Subhanalladhi asra bi 'abdihi laylan min al-Masjid Al-Haram ila al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Glory is for the one who has took his servant at night from Masjid Al-Haram to Masjid Al-Aqsa. Masjid Al-Haram is Mecca, Masjid Al-Aqsa in Palestine, a long distance. Okay, long distance for me, for you. For me and for you, no doubt it is long distance. For Allah Azza wa Jal, for Allah Azza wa Jal, distance does not matter, right? A child who is just able to start walking, for him, walking from here to there is very long distance. A person who is a world-class runner, for him, if you ask him to run from here to there, he will say, you are joking. Give me a big challenge. This is not a challenge to go from here to there. Right? Asra bi abdi, he took. Well, if he wants to take, he can take from Masjid al-Haram to Al-Masjid al-Aqsa. And then from Al-Masjid al-Aqsa to the heavens, to Sidratul Muntaha. Sidratul Muntaha is beyond the heavens, is beyond Samawat. It is where the entire system ends. Allah Azza wa Jal, He created the heavens, He created the Kursi, He created the earth, He created so many stars, galaxies, everything. Right? So this system is governed and it goes to a certain limit, and that limit is Sidratul Muntaha. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw all the heavens. In fact, he met with Anbiya alayhi wasallam in these heavens, and we have lengthy narrations with minor details. How he went, what happened, whom he has seen, whom he has met, what are the conversations that took place between Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Ibrahim alayhi salam, between the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Musa alayhi salam, between Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Isa alayhi salam. We have lengthy description and details. And then he went up to Sidratul Muntaha. Jibril alayhi salam was accompanying him. When he wanted to go beyond, Jibril stopped. You are the guide, you are the companion. How can you stop? Jibril says, alayhi salam, this is my limit. Khalas. Everybody has limits. This is my limit. Although Jibril is a great Malak, great angel. In some hadith it is mentioned, he has 600 wings. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Jibril alayhi salam in his original form. Because Jibril alayhi salam, he used to come in the form of a human being. There was a sahabi called Dihya, radiyallahu anhu. Dihya al-Kalbi. Sayyidina Dihya was very smart, very handsome Sahabi, radiyallahu anhu. So Jibril alayhi salam, he used to come in his form sometimes. obviously, when Jibreel comes in the form of Dihya, it's not Dihya. Dihya is somewhere, Jibreel is somewhere. But once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jibreel alayhi salam outside, you know, in the open field, in his original form, and Jibreel covered the entire horizon. The entire horizon is covered by Jibreel. You see right, you see left, you see top, you see bottom, you see east, you see west. Khalas, everywhere is Jibreel. Alayhi salam. So that angel, he stops at Sidratul Muntaha. Imagine the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is not angel, he is a human being. Right? But his status is far greater than angels and far greater than Jibreel. Jibreel could not go beyond. If he would go just a little beyond Sidratul Muntaha, he would burn down. Look at the capability of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he continued his journey on his own. He heard the scribbling of the pen of Taqdeer. The pen, when it writes, it will have some noise. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he even heard that noise of the scribbling of the pen of Taqdeer. So the story of Mi'raj, it tells us that everything is under the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is not that Allah created the world and the world is functioning on its own and Allah has no involvement. Like, you know, people make machine and machine is autopilot, working on its own. Right? We are not machines, and Allah Azza wa Jal did not create us in that way. Allah Azza wa Jal has created us. Allah Azza wa Jal has systems in place. But everything is still under the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ala lahul khalqu wal amr. Khalq belongs to him, and amr also belongs to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came back from the journey of Mi'raj, he came back to Jerusalem. In Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, he prayed. And then he came back to Makkah. Next day, he told the people, you know, last night, I went to Jerusalem, I went to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, I prayed there. And then from there, I went all the way up to the heavens. Well, the kuffar, they are waiting for opportunity to deny. They are already making fun of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at this man. Look at his claim. How is that possible? You know, when we travel on a camel, it takes so many years, so many months. You travel on a camel, it takes, you know, lot of time to travel from Makkah to Jerusalem. So how can one person travel from in one night? Obviously, forget about going to the heavens. Their minds could not accept the fact that somebody can go from Makkah to Jerusalem. Now, in our times, if you say to a child that I went from this country to this country in 3 hours, would he accept? Even a child would accept. Right? Because now we know what we did not know before. Now people have discovered what they did not learn before. And for that reason, something is acceptable, something is possible. But do we know everything now? We don't know everything. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. You have not been given from knowledge except very little. Even now, we don't know everything. Every day we are learning, every day we are discovering. A time might come when, Allah knows, when even the Mi'raj might look very possible. The way we accept now, that somebody can travel from New York to London in 8 hours, 9 hours, right? Somebody can travel from Chicago to Frankfurt in 8 hours, 9 hours. Why not? You can cross the oceans in one day. So why not from Makkah to Jerusalem in one night? In fact, you have very, you know, even faster modes of transport nowadays. Some rockets can travel faster than this. In the future, Allah knows, you might actually have aeroplanes can traveling with the same speed. Some people told me that some people are looking at the possibility of traveling from Chicago to London in half an hour. You can travel from Chicago to New Delhi in half an hour. Right? You can travel from Chicago to Sydney in Australia in half an hour. Why not? If that is possible, why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam al-Anbiya, Sayyid al-Anbiya, Afdal al-Khalq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why can't he go from Makkah to Jerusalem? When Allah wants him, if Allah wants him, why not? In fact, he can go in less time. He can go in no time. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if Allah wants, he can go in almost no time. In the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned the story of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. He wanted the throne of the queen of Saba. Saba is a place in Yemen. He wanted the throne of the queen of Saba to be brought from Yemen to his palace. So Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah Azza wa Jalla gave him control over jinns. And jinns have more powers than human being in some aspects. Not in every aspect. Human being is more powerful than jinn. Human being is superior than jinn. Many people get scared when you talk about jinn. Right? We have more powers than jinns. But because we don't know ourselves, we get scared. So there was a jinn. He said, well, I can bring it before before this gathering finishes. قَبْرَ أَن تَقُومَ مِن مَقَامِكَ Before you rise from your place, I can bring the throne. There was another jinn. He said, آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَن يَرْتَدَّ إِلَيْكَ طَرْفُكَ I can bring the throne all the way from Yemen to your palace here before the blink of your eye. And he brought it. And this is mentioned in the Quran. If the jinn of Sulaiman alayhi salam can do that, if the jinn of Sulaiman alayhi salam can travel to Yemen and can bring the throne physically, not the photo of throne, not the image of throne, no digital throne, real throne on which she used to sit. If he can do that, why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cannot travel from Makkah to Jerusalem? If Allah azza wa jalla wanted, he could have traveled in no time, but Allah wanted him to enjoy the journey. Allah azza wa jalla wanted Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to discover the greatness of his kingdom. So he traveled in night. He traveled and he came back before the end of the night. May Allah azza wa jalla give us understanding and tawfiq. Wa sallallahu alaihi wasallam ala sayyidina Muhammad. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.